Really excited to have New York Islanders head coach Patrick Waugh join us tonight for our latest 10 questions sit down. Patrick, thanks for joining us. Same 10 questions we ask every individual all season long. The first one I've got for you is, when you look back on your Hall of Fame playing career, can you pick out the single best game that you ever played?
Yes. Playoff of 1986, New York Rangers game number 3. We are up in the series 2-0, and we're going at Madison Square Garden, and we won in overtime, 4-3. I think I had about 10 or 12 shots in that period until Claude Lemieux scored that winner. So it was probably my best. And timing was pretty good as well because it was my rookie year. But that was probably my best game I ever played.
What about the best game you ever coached? Do you have one so far that really stands out as far as being a head coach?
Best game I ever coached. It's a tough one. Obviously, I mean, I would say probably my first game in Colorado, back in the NHL. We beat Anaheim 5-0. But the reason why I'm saying my best game is because when Corey Perry was throwing water at our bench, I kind of went in a fight with Bruce Boudreau, and then I pushed the glass, so it cost me $10,000. So that was a good welcome in the game. So it was probably my best game. Yeah.
Certainly memorable in a different way, for sure.
Yes.
When you were playing, who in your mind was the most underrated player in the NHL at that time?
I don't know. I don't have one guy in mind at this moment, but I would say this. Michel Goulet was probably one of the guys that gave me the hardest time.
Have you ever been pranked by a teammate?
Yeah, don't worry. That happened many times. When I was in Colorado, Footer and I were roommates, and let's say I was coming on a trip, I had beige pants, and that he would call me UPS driver, and then they were laughing at the way I was wearing my clothing.
That's awesome. Talking with Patrick Waugh here on the 10 questions sit down. Patrick, as a player or even as a coach, when you have a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine to get over that right away?
When I was giving the first goal of the game on the first shot, it was probably the moment in the game, you know, I had to really push myself and try. I guess it's the same thing. If we're trailing one goal, I mean, you know, sometimes as a coach you want to try to get that goal back and very fast instead of saying, hey, let's just play the game and it happened on its own. It was a bit like this, built. And I think that's what I was doing as a player, and I feel like it's what I should do as well as a coach.
Who do you admire outside of hockey? Is there a specific professional athlete that you really admire outside of this game?
Fred Couples was probably the guy that I admire the most. I mean, I had the chance to play golf with him and met him. And, he was a special golfer, and it was always interesting having conversation with him. I mean, about, you know, his view of the PGA, and he's a very sports avid. He really loves sports.
Getting a little goofy here. When you look at your smartphone, is there an app on your phone that you think everybody else needs to know about?
No.
no apps.
I'm the worst for the phone and technology. It's not my deal. I could tell you that. Every time I do something with my phone, I go to Benny, my assistant coach, Benoit de Rosier, my assistant coach. I said, Benny, can you fix this for me? I don't want to know nothing about this.
Honestly, in a weird way, I'm the same way. It's like very few apps, very few things that you need to keep track of. When was the last time you got nervous about anything?
Right now?
Interviewing or just this interview?
No, but it's funny because obviously English is not my first language. So yeah. I'm always afraid to embarrass myself by saying, you know, like things. But at the end, what the heck? I mean, it's part of it.
The media, you know, asks a lot of questions, very repetitive sometimes. When, you know, not to necessarily pick out one moment, but is there a question that you get asked a lot that you're kind of tired of answering?
Not really. There's no question. I understand they're doing their job, and I'm the voice, I guess. I'm the bridge between them and the fans. So it's very important to me to be honest in my question, in the way I'm going to answer those questions, but also have an open mind on the way I answer so our fans could connect.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite part about these sit-downs is I'm going to ask you a question that was posed by our last guest, and then I want to, you know, have you ask a question to our next guest. We sat down with Matthew Darche a couple of days ago, and he knew we were going to talk to you next. His question for you was, when you were playing, what drove you? What was that fire that kept you going in pursuit of excellence? You know, was it, were you out there to prove people wrong? Were you out there to prove to yourself that you can do it? Like, what was the driving force for all of those years to win all those championships and, you know, be the best version of yourself?
Yeah. I really thought that at some point winning Stanley Cup was the main thing. We'd be ready for every season would come. Never took anything for granted, especially being in the position of goaltender. There's only one guy playing. So you can't come in camp and say, oh, I'm going to have a, my job is safe or this and that. Always have that compete to protect your job and making sure that you were the guy that could lead the team to winning a Stanley Cup. I was very fortunate because, I mean, you know, the players I played with, I mean, they were outstanding. And I had the chance to play in front of unbelievable players as well. So, but I think the main goal was really focusing on try to be my very best and what could I do to be my very best year after year.
Yeah, that's terrific insight. Now for you to ask our next guest a question. Casey Cizikas sitting at 899 NHL games, so perhaps a milestone. We'll talk to him on Monday. Do you have a question of any kind for Casey Cizikas?
Yeah. So, Casey, when you go to see your son play youth hockey, tell us how you feel about it.
How does he feel about watching his son play youth hockey?
Exactly.
All right. We're going to find that out here in a couple of days. Patrick, this was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.